On Our Selection, written by Steele Rudd and read by Peter Hosking. It's 20 years ago now since we settled on the creek. 20 years. I remember well the day we came from Stanthorpe on Jerome's dray. 8 of us and all the things. Beds, tubs, a bucket, the 2-seater chairs with the pine bottoms and backs that Dad put in them, some pint pots, and old crib. It was a scorching hot day, too. Talk about thirst. At every creek we came to, we drank till it stopped running. Dad didn't travel up with us. He'd gone some months before to put up the house and dig the water hole. It was a slabbed house with shingled roof and space enough for 2 rooms, but the partition wasn't up. The floor was earth. But Dad had a mixture of sand and fresh cow dung with which he used to keep it level. About once every month he would put it on, and everyone had to keep outside that day till it was dry. There were no locks on the doors. Pegs were put in to keep them fast at night. And the slabs were not very close together, for we could easily see through them anybody coming on horseback. Joe and I used to play at counting the stars through the cracks in the roof. The day after we arrived, Dad took Mother and us out to see the paddock and the flat on the other side of the gully that he was going to clear for cultivation. There was no fence around the paddock, but he pointed out on a tree the surveyor's marks, showing the boundary of our ground. It must have been fine land, the way Dad talked about it. There was very valuable timber on it too, so he said. And he showed us a place among some rocks on a ridge where he was sure gold would be found, but we weren't to say anything about it. Joe and I went back that evening and turned over every stone on the ridge, but we didn't find any gold. No mistake, it was a real wilderness. Nothing but trees, goannas, dead timber and bears. And the nearest house, Dwyer's, was 3 miles away. I often wonder how the women stood it the first few years. And I can remember how Mum, when she was alone, used to sit on a log, where the lane is now, and cry for hours. Lonely. It was lonely.